Matt Greenwood back on the J98 Dream Team Selection Show, powered by your local McDonald's, as we are joined by Coach of the Year in Girls Track, Jefferson R7's Alex Rugley, the team coming in second place this season with 43 points at the state meet, finishing 7 points behind West Platte, their third consecutive second place finish as a team. And Coach Rugley, because of the most recent success and this year's success, voted on by area coaches as the Coach of the Year. So, Coach, this is a second time for you. Again, congratulations. Kind of your thoughts, your initial thoughts as you are hearing this news for the first time.
Yeah, thanks so much. It's very humbling. You know, I it's one of those deals that I have to thank my assistant coaches. You're as good as your assistants, as good as your kids. And our assistants have worked extremely hard at Jefferson, Paul Lipp, you know, Morgan Greiser, Tim Davis, Matt Atley, Justin Horn. So we've had a lot of good help there. And then also our kids and our school that bought into what we brought 4 years ago from that standpoint. So they've done tremendous. You know, you're never going to be as successful as what you want to be unless you have great kids. And our kids were extremely successful. And, you know, I owe this to them.
Coach, obviously you're quite known amongst all the coaches, not just for track, but for football as well. And as you get this honor, it really does come down to the area coaches believing that you are the best coach in your respective field, which for this dream team is obviously girls track and field. And I know your involvement with the other coaches around here is pretty heavy as well. I mean, you guys all talk. So for them to say, hey, you know what? Coach Rugley deserves it this year. What do you have to say to those coaches?
I say thank you. A big heartfelt thank you, because I, you know, coming in whenever I first started coaching track and field, which was a while ago, 14 years ago, as an assistant, and learning about the sport and things like that, I really kind of got into it whenever I became a head coach. And being able to learn and talk to so many great track minds. A lot of people understand this, but some people don't understand how good track and field and cross country is in this county and in this area. It is extremely strong, and it's strong because there's great coaches in this area. You know, what Festus is doing right now on a cross country standpoint and a track and field standpoint, you know, DeSoto, Hillsborough's doing great things. You know, and that's just talking about our county, and that's not reaching out to St. Genevieve and things like that. There's just a lot of really good things that are going on. And that's because of, hey, great kids and kids buying into the coaches' concepts and what they're wanting to get done. And those coaches around this area are always trying to educate themselves to become better coaches. That's the awesome thing. Is I don't think there's anybody in this county that thinks they know everything. We're all trying to learn. We're trying to get better each year. And it's making us more competitive, not just on an area level, but also a state level, which is what it's all about. And that's just, it just means a lot to me. And I can't thank them enough for this honor.
Well, Coach, let's go ahead and look at some of the kids, some of the athletes that you've had over the years, and ones, of course, most recently that have had great success on the track and on the field as well. And you got to start off with Anna Heacock. I mean, she has been the definition of success for the Jefferson R7 Blue Jays. Let's start with her and just the athlete, the person that she is and that you've known her to become.
Yeah, Anna, she's a tireless worker, just a great, hard worker. She's a great teammate. She has become more and more humble as, you know, she's battled through some of the things that she's had to battle through this year, especially knowing that nothing's just given to her. She has to continue to work. And for her to go through the adversity that she had to go through this year and still run her best times that she had all year at state and become an all-stater in 100-meter hurdles, then also in our 4x1 record-setting, our school record-setting 4x1 team, just says a lot about her. You know, I know her senior year didn't go as well as the way she planned, but she kept battling, and, you know, she worked her rear end off, And for her to have the success that she had this year is a tribute to her mentality and her work ethic. You know, she claimed 1,000 total points as a track athlete, scoring-wise, at track meets, at our district track meet. And she scored over 1,000 points. That happens a lot in basketball and things like that. That doesn't happen very often in track and field. And for her to be able to accomplish that in her four-year career at Jefferson, it just tells you about the type of kid that she is. She again, works her tail off, and she deserves everything that she's gotten these 4 years.
One of the reasons, maybe you would say, why you're Coach of the Year, you think?
definitely. You know, it's funny. I was fortunate enough to win Coach of the Year last year in Class 2 overall, and I immediately thanked Dan Heacock. she makes you look pretty darn good as a coach. There's no doubt about that.
Coach, I want to move on to Jordan Heacock, Taya Allen. Taya Allen, an all-stater in the 100 and 300-meter hurdles in 2017 and 2018, and then all-state in the 100 hurdles here in 2019. And Jordan Heacock, all-state in the 3,200-meter in 2016 of all time. So, you know, a freshman all-stater there, and then as a sophomore, all-state in the 1,600 and 3,200. Let's shift our focus to those two. Now, as you talk about them and just, you know, how they were able to do such great things, especially Jordan being a freshman all-stater, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is. And again, it's you know, it's in Jordan's blood. The track and field, they started them off younger with the Jefferson County Jets program. And, you know, it's in their family's blood. It's a passion that they have. And for her to be able to have the success she had, she was an all-stater as a freshman. Freshman. Then also, you know, to carry on, be able to get to state the next 3 years, that's a challenge in itself. And she was able to do that in the mile, and the 2 mile, and also our 4x800-meter relays. So, that's the tip of the cap to Jordan. We wish her nothing but the best at Missouri Southern University, where she's going to run cross-country and track and field. And I think the best is ahead of her. I think she's going to continue to get better. She's going to get some even more quality coaching, and I think that'll only continue to force her to be better than she has been as a high school athlete and during her collegiate career. And then Tay Allen, another young lady who has had to just battle through adversity again this year. You know, by the basically from conference, she didn't run at a conference track meet, and then she ran in districts, so we were saving her to make sure she was healthy for districts. She really didn't run on the track at all except for handoffs. She was doing water workouts and stationary bike workouts and things like that to try to ease up on her shins, because she had a stress reaction to her shin. And for her to be as coachable and a team player as she has been her 4 years at Jefferson, again, it's just that's what Taya Allen's about. She's about everybody. It's not about Taya Allen. It's about everybody. And for her to be able to be the type of person that she's going to be. And again, I think her best track and field's ahead of her with Coach Bingham up there at Maryville University. He's going to turn her into an absolute stud. And, you know, we're excited to see what she does the next 4 years at Maryville.
Coach Rugley, I can't help but, you know, look at Taya Allen's stats and the fact that she was all-state in the 100 and 300 hurdles, much like Anna Heacock, who was a two-time state champion in both of those events. I can't help but think that with those two and the success that they had, that they just kept pushing each other and pushing each other to become better. And, you know, whatever naturally came, whatever they had naturally gifted in them, and then you said, just it's in their blood, the Heacock's blood, to be very good. Other than those two things and just the results that are there, I have to believe that Anna Heacock and Taya Allen made each other better and made this program better.
Definitely. Couldn't agree more. They thrived off of one another and thrived off of the competition of one another. And they made, like you said, they made each other better, and they made our whole track and field program better. And I'm not even talking just girls. They made our boys track and field team better too. You know, there are times we do workouts to where they're competing with Tanner Davis during practice and Jackson Combs and things like that, or other boys hurdlers this year, to where they were feeding off each other. And whenever you're able to compete like that in practice, it usually means good things are going to happen. And we were fortunate enough for that to happen these past 4 years, and they're going to truly be missed. That's for sure.
Coach, I know this is a Coach of the Year interview, but it's also, you know, a chance for us to look at the second place state finishing team that you had this year. You know, second place 3 years in a row, 2017, 1 point off of tying for a championship with New Covenant Academy. And then last year, obviously, Knob Noster, a pretty strong opponent. And then this year, West Platte was able to take the cake. But it's just a model of consistency at Jefferson R7, and you had a lot to do with that. And I know you don't necessarily need a Coach of the Year acknowledgement or award to know that you did great things at R7. As you took over the football program and then wound up taking over the track and field program, did you ever envision this type of success?
It's funny. When I was at Hillsboro as a track and field coach, you watch other athletes and you watch their program and things like that. I knew that there's a lot of talent at Jefferson R7 within their track program. So whenever I was fortunate enough to be able to become the head football coach at Jefferson, then the head track coach as well, I knew that we could be pretty darn good, especially with what I had seen in the junior high level with Anna and Taya and Jordan and Jenna and Ashley Edmond and those girls. So I knew that we could be extremely successful. Three state runner-ups in a row. At that time, I didn't know that we would be able to accomplish that. But it's one of those things, the tip of the cap to the kids again, because we changed things up whenever I got over there with a lot of the way that the program was being run. And they trusted me and they believed in me. They believed in our assistant coaches. They believed myself. And, for them to be able to do that and to trust the process and what we brought in says a lot about those kids. And I cannot say enough about each one of them, because they trusted it and they went about their business in a very business-like mentality. But we also had fun. We developed great relationships on the boys and the girls side. It was a lot of fun. So yeah, I didn't know that we'd be 3 years in a row as state Maryland state plaque team. But our goals were always to win a state championship. We just unfortunately came a little bit short 3 years, but it's like I told the girls, there's nothing to hold your head down about that, because there's a lot of people in their lives that to even get one never happens. So they have a lot to be proud of, and I couldn't be more proud of them.
As we go ahead and wrap up this interview with our girls track and field coach of the year, Alex Rugley of Jefferson R7, I want to bring our listeners' attention to the fact that just before this past weekend, Coach, you went ahead and made the announcement that you are resigning your position as the head coach of not just girls track and field at R7, but boys track and field as well. And I thought this would be a good opportunity to fill us in as to the reason or reasons why that decision, and also then sort of transition into the impact that the girls and boys that you've had the privilege of coaching over these past several years, sort of the impact that they've had on you as a coach and as a person, that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's been a ton. I told the girls, I told all the kids of my decision, actually, after we had talked as a team, after we had received our second place trophy, because I wanted them to hear it from me. I didn't want them to hear it from someone else I wanted them to understand why I made the decision to resign as the head track coach. And then the reason was purely my family. It came down to my family. As any track and field coach knows, it takes a lot of time. I was eating up 6-7 hours on Sundays breaking down track meets and state level competition and things like that, entering kids in the state or into the track meets and things like that. And I was missing a lot of time with my family. That's after a Saturday meet. And that's all right. That's part of the gig. I love that part of the gig. But it came down to being able to spend more time with my family. I'm fortunate enough to be able to get going with my master's degree in educational administration. That I didn't want to have to miss classes because of track meets or miss a track meet because of a class and so on and so forth. I want to make sure that the job was done right, because our kids, they deserve that. My wife is also becoming the principal at Kingston High School and junior high next year. So the supervision duties that she's going to have are going to kind of go a little bit higher than what she did this year. So again, it was a family decision. I'm going to miss gosh, I'm going to miss these kids. Even though I say that, I'm going to see them every day in the weight room or in the hallways or and things like that, but I'm going to miss this program a lot. I still plan on trying to help out once or twice a week after school with whoever the next head track coach is, wherever they want me. I plan on helping them out with whatever I can do because I know that the kids deserve that. So I want to be there for them. I'm always going to be there for them. But, yeah, it was an extremely tough decision. That's something that me and my wife have been kind of going back and forth on for a while. And, you know, it was a mutual decision that we just decided what was best for our family at this time. So, again, the kids, they made lasting memories on me that will last forever. I'm so grateful to be able to be their head coach. I couldn't thank them. I can't thank them enough for everything that they've done for me because they've made me a better coach. Hopefully I've made them a better athlete and a better person in general because that's what it's all about. So, yeah, it's the day after the track meet, the state track meet was over and I knew that I was obviously not going to be coming back. It hit me pretty hard because I'm really close with all of our seniors, boys and girls, and I'm pretty close with our underclassmen as well. And being able to not kind of be their leader next spring is going to be tough. I'm not going to lie, it's going to be tough, but we'll make it through. And you know, my son's gotten into track and field with the Jefferson County Jets. He's really enjoying that. I've been able to help him out on Saturday meets and during the spring and practice and. I'm really excited to be able to do that for him because he deserves that. And, I don't know that I'm going to be completely done with track and field. It's something that I have a passion for, just like football, and hopefully maybe someday I can get back into being a head coach at some point.
All right. Well, Coach, we'll miss you on the track and field. We look forward to seeing you in the fall on the football field, though, and congratulations on being Coach of the Year again this year, a two-time Coach of the Year in girls track. And as always, appreciate your time and your dedication, not just to R7 and the kids, but to us as well in helping us stay informed. So we greatly appreciate you, Coach.
Yeah, thank you so much, Matt. I appreciate everything you guys do for high school sports around this area, and look forward to talking to you guys in this fall.
Stick around. We got more J98 Dream Team Selection Show next.